Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Holy Gospel found in John 8. Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." This is God's word. Jesus doesn't have bad grammar. Kind of sounds like that when he says, "Before Abraham was, I am." Something Jesus said caused the Jews gathered there to pick up stones and throw them at him. That phrase, "I am," is no ordinary pair of words. In Greek, when we read it, he says, "Ego eimi." It's a clear reference to the name of God itself. Way back in the book of Exodus, when Moses was called by the Lord to go and deliver Israel out of bondage, the Lord spoke to Moses from a burning bush. And Moses said to the Lord, "Who should I tell the people sent me? Who is it that's going to deliver them?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I am that I am. Tell the people, I am has sent you." The Hebrew name Yahweh means I am. Jesus called himself God. So for those who say that in the Bible, Jesus never says that he's God, that's a load of garbage. He clearly does. Read John's gospel. Jesus is God. He certainly claims it. And we believe it. He was there before Moses ever spoke to the Lord in a bush. There was Jesus. Before Abraham, Jesus says, there was Jesus. Before Abraham had pulled that knife back and was ready to plunge it into the chest of his own son Isaac, and the Lord stopped him, held his hand back, there was Jesus there. Before the earth was wiped out with a flood and Noah and his family were saved, there was Jesus. Before Adam and Eve fell into sin, there was Jesus. There has always been Jesus, even from the foundations of the world before creation. There was Jesus. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, on Trinity Sunday, we confess one God in three persons from eternity. There has always been the Son, Jesus our Lord. In fact, in our Old Testament reading from Proverbs chapter 8, the book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. Many believe it was written by King Solomon, who was considered to have a discerning heart, who had asked God to give him wisdom to rule. And wisdom is described as sort of a person who was there, it says, before. Wisdom says, "I was there before the foundations of the world. Before this whole thing was created, I was there." Many people believe that wisdom spoken of in Proverbs 8 is Jesus. Because he's always, always been there. But do we believe that? What I'm asking is Jesus enough for us? Or do we look for more? This morning I'm going to kind of open up to you guys a little bit about something that I've been wrestling with and something that really kind of slapped me in the face this past week, proverbially speaking, not literally. No, Heather didn't get mad at me and slap me across the face. But something about this text did in conjunction with something that I've been thinking about specifically here at our Redeemer. I know I mentioned it one time in a sermon, but I think we at our Redeemer here, and I know this is true of me, like to chase ghosts. Now, there are no ghosts. There are evil spirits, fallen angels, demons. They are real. But not ghosts as though the... I'm not talking literally. Again, I'm talking figuratively. I think we feel here at Our Redeemer, and I know I feel like this, as though there are things in the past that we feel slipping out of our fingertips, reminded of when a quarterback throws a pass down the sideline to a receiver and he reaches out and that ball just touches his fingertips. And you wonder for a split second if he can hang on to it. But inevitably, most often it falls to the ground. And I think here at Our Redeemer, we're often like that, especially in how we view our church and how we view life in general. I think Christians often feel that way, trying to grab on to the past. I have no doubt, I mean, I kind of assumed it was as much as told me when Pastor Binger's grandson was called to come to Our Redeemer. There was a little bit of that trying to recapture the past, right? Because I think we feel it slipping away. And I'm talking about the church right now, but you can apply this in a whole bunch of areas of life. Now, I've mentioned before how kind of one of the things that I do when I come out to start the divine service and I look out the congregation is I'm tempted to look and see how many people are here. If there's a lot of you, it kind of puts a little bounce in my step. When there's not so many, my shoulders kind of sag a little bit. That looking back to the past, right? I even, this morning as an exercise, I looked back. I went through the attendance records. 10 years ago on Father's Day weekend, I looked it up. 2009. Probably remember there were two services. Between the two services, there were 135 people here on Sunday morning and another 36 on Saturday night. 171 people in church. Oh, there's not quite that many here today, is there? 20 years ago. 238 on Sunday morning, another 52 on Saturday night, 290 people in church that weekend. 30 years ago, when my grandpa was here, before he got sick, before he knew he had cancer, 210 people in church. I think of 200 of you sitting in the pews. I don't think we've had 200 for a service since I've been here. 200 of you. You guys would be like right next to one another, right? It would be just packed in here. And I think we're tempted to think somehow that we have to recapture that, right? We've got to hold on to it, but it's slipping out of our fingers. And we're so tempted to think of ourselves in terms of what we used to be. And perhaps what we think we're not right now. Dear people of God, is there still a Jesus? Well, of course there is. And is there still a Jesus here with us here and now? Of course there is. And I confess before God, I've been guilty of forgetting that. I think many of us have. What are we? We think of ourselves... We're that church there in Kingsford that used to have 200 plus people on a Sunday, but now we don't have so much. You know what we are? We're a church of about 450 members who worships around 100 people a week, and Jesus is here with us in his word and in his sacrament. And you know what? He's never left. Through pastor after pastor, through members who have come and left, and new members have come, some have died, some have been born. Through all of it, there is Jesus. He is the I Am, the one who was there before creation, before the foundations of the world were laid. The one who was there before Adam and Eve. The one who was there before Noah. The one who was there before Abraham, before David, before the prophets, before any of us were born. He was there before our forefathers in the faith, our grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads who taught us of Jesus Christ. He was there before Our Redeemer Church was even built, before a town of Kingsford even existed. There has always been Jesus. Before you were married, before you were divorced, before someone you loved died, before you lost that job, before that bad thing happened in your life that you define yourself by, before that good thing happened in your life that you define yourself by, before any and all of it, dear friends in Christ, there is Jesus. Jesus who gives his life into death for sinners. Jesus who gives his life into death for you and for me. Jesus said to those Jews gathered today, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. We have that word. We've never lost it. And I would propose to us, whether it's in dealing with your attitude towards this congregation, towards your family, towards your job, towards your health, whatever it might be, know that right now you have Jesus Christ and he's enough. This church, your family, your marriage, your home, all of it has Jesus. Dead for sinners, risen to life on the third day, so that we who keep his word may live as well, that we may never taste death. Jesus spoke to a group of Jews who were so caught up in the past that they missed the Jesus who was standing right in front of them. I would encourage us as a church, look back with fondness on the past. So many great memories, so many great things God has done. But give thanks to God for what he does here and now in Jesus. If you've got something in your family that's you've been hanging on to, Jesus has died for sins, every one, all of yours, all of mine. They're all paid. He's the I am. He always was, he is now, and he always will be. He won't abandon his people. He won't abandon his church. It'll never go away. It will never go away. Yeah, there'll come a day. Our Redeemer Lutheran Church won't exist anymore. I can promise you, our Redeemer's not going to last into eternity. Neither will the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod or any other organization, any other building. But the church, that lasts forever. The church of which Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16, the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. You know why? Because there's always Jesus. Always. For you, crucified, dead, buried, risen, ascended, and promising to come again for you. There's always Jesus. That means there's Jesus now. For every sinner sitting in the pews, for every one of you broken by the past, for every one of you holding on to something to which you can't let go, there's Jesus. For you. And he will always be there. For you. That's his promise. His promises never fail. And that's what we as a congregation will continue to offer, continue to proclaim for as long as God will give us the chance to do it. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. A Father who loves you and cares for you. A Son who gives his life into death to give you eternal life. The Spirit who strengthens you and points you to Jesus Christ today. To God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be glory, honor, and praise today and always as we give thanks for Jesus, who always is, always has been, and always will be for us, our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.